Thank you so much. And we would like to invite you into prayer and meditation as our chair, Reverend James Flegging, leads our invocation, followed by a meditation.
Good morning, everyone. So glad to see you all here. Thanks for joining us. If you would, please join me in the invocation. Divine Spirit, eternal and boundless, we gather here in this sacred space with our hearts open and souls receptive to embrace your divine grace. We ask for your presence and that our loved ones, angels, and guides move in closely with us this morning to provide wisdom on our paths. May they inspire us toward unity and grace. Amen. All right, everyone. So now we'll move into a meditation. If you would, get comfortable. I'll get some music going here. Find a comfortable seated position. Slowly take in a deep breath in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Once again, take in another deep breath. Feeling the relaxation throughout your body. Now let your breath return to its natural rhythm, bringing your awareness to the present moment. Notice the sensations in your body, the feeling of the clothing against your skin, and the surface that you're sitting on. Allow yourself to be fully present in the here and now. Now imagine roots extending from the base of your spine and the soles of your feet, growing deep into the earth. Roots anchor you, providing stability and grounding. As you take in another deep breath, feel the connection with the earth, drawing up its nurturing energy. With each inhale, feel the energy rise through your roots, moving up into your body, filling you with a sense of security and balance. Now shift your focus to the area just above your head, to the space where your higher self resides. This is the part of you that is wise, compassionate, and deeply connected to the universe. Begin to see brilliant white light in this space, glowing softly and steadily. As you continue to breathe, imagine the light growing brighter and more powerful. Now invite this light gently descend, entering through the crown of your head, flowing down through your entire being. Feel it move through your forehead, relaxing your mind, through your throat, feeling into your heart, feeling a sense of unconditional love. And as it continues to move down through your arms and legs, until it reaches your feet. Knowing that the light helps cleanse and purify every cell in your body and releasing all tension. Now that you notice you're in a serene area, such as the beach, and in the distance you see a figure, silhouette of a person, walking towards you. As they come close, realize this figure is your higher self, emanating pure love, light, and wisdom. Now take a moment to connect with your higher self. Ask for any specific guidance or messages you need at this time. Now take a moment to express gratitude to your higher self for the guidance and connection. Knowing that this connection is always available to you whenever you need it. Now you gently see your higher self turn and walk the other way, knowing that this isn't goodbye, but just that you're coming back to the physical realm. When you're ready, take a final deep breath. Exhale slowly, wiggling your hands, coming back to the here and now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back, everyone. All right, it's now my honor to introduce today's speaker, and that's Reverend Sharon Kitten. Reverend Sharon, she's a resident medium at Camp Chesterfield. She's a great speaker and teacher. She offers many different classes there at camp, and she's always a fountain of knowledge. So won't you please help welcome her for today's talk? And let's see. And we'll prepare for the sermon with the song Sanctuary.
To be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the introduction, Jay. And I would like to say what a pleasure it is to work with Reverend Jay's Flegging, who was recently ordained, and this is the first time we've worked together a lot, but this is the first time we've worked together as both he as an ordained minister. So, all right. Well, I would like to say that I thank you for the privilege of teaching today or speaking, and one of my favorite subjects is metaphysics. And so oftentimes people don't really understand what metaphysics is, but metaphysics is really the study of life. And so it involves everything. It's the study of nature, which is an expression of God. And so the most inner essence of all of nature is the soul aspect. So metaphysics is actually the study of the soul and the interconnected solar life throughout the universe. And of course, these are what the laws of nature are. The laws of nature are what metaphysics studies. The laws of nature are the laws of life. We call them natural law. And spiritualism is based on natural law, the laws of nature. Nature is the expression of God or the great spirit of life. And like I said, the energy of the soul. Soul energy animates everything. Even the atom, the nucleus of the atom and the spin of the atom is animated by solar energy. Everything is. So spiritualism, studying natural law, has always been at the forefront of progressive change. That's because spiritualism is a study of the soul, and the study of the soul provides us with the study of this progressive ability we have to dive deeper into soul powers, into the inner planes of existence, and experience the beauty, the enormous beauty of life itself, the great spirit of life, which we call God. The soul, which is also oftentimes referred to as the higher self is what gets us to the inner essence of who we are. The higher self leads us to the soul. And the path to soul realization is really just the everyday path of exercising our climb to our higher self. It's going into the depths of the heart, and the heart is said to be the throne of the higher self. And when we embrace the teachings of the heart, we gain a higher perspective. And the higher perspective is so important because it is the higher perspective that always leads to the answers to the questions we have at the lower planes of life. The lower planes of life need the higher perspective for answers. And so making that climb to that higher perspective is a very important part of our experience here on Earth. The discovery of the planet Neptune, I've talked about this before, but it's very important to spiritualism. The discovery of the planet Neptune happened in the year 1846. And it was actually when the human consciousness was ready for a fresh filling of spiritual truth, a higher truth. That's what Neptune represents. Neptune represents this look into the very, not only the higher perspective, but the very inner planes of life. When Neptune was discovered, it was in Aquarius. And then Neptune inside of our solar system actually brings to us the very potent angelic energies of the constellation of Pisces outside of our solar system. So when Neptune moved into Pisces, where it was, its energy was the strongest. Just 5 weeks later, modern spiritualism was born. There was the Hydesville wrappings, the Fox sisters, and the movement of modern spiritualism began in full force. Neptune brings to our consciousness a new dream and the ability to vision an elevated future. And that's exactly what happened when Neptune went into Pisces. Now there was the three big movements that we teach. Not only was it the abolition of slavery, but it was the civil rights of women, and it was modern spiritualism. Three big movements that happened at the same time. Neptune's influence tells us that we can dream and envision and express the truth of the inner planes into the outer worlds. And this is essentially what spiritualism is. It's bringing the beauty of the inner planes, of the recognition of immortality, the recognition of eternity, the recognition of all-powerful progression, and brings this hope and joy into the outer planes for us. Neptune brings us the desire to dream and envision and to use our soul powers wisely for the benefit of everyone. In fact, my doctor teacher, Dr. Richardson, refers to the soul powers that we discover as our noble essence that we are building. You've probably all heard of the Rainbow Bridge, which is really the bridge. When you think of the colors of the chakras, it is the bridge and the unification of our entire body system with our spirit. But it all starts with this bridge from the lower mind to the higher mind. And sometimes that bridge from the lower mind to the higher mind is actually called the Antahkarana itself, which is the Rainbow Bridge. So the noble essence within each one of us refers to that part of us that is our strength. It's that part of us that is illuminated. It's that part of us that has integrity, which means an inner strength. And it also represents our inherent royalty, our inherent divine nature, the nobility within each one of us. And the word noble means the strength so that we will not be moved by, we won't come off center. We won't be moved by lower vibrations or things that might be frightening. We keep to the strength of our center, and it's called the noble essence. In fact, our soul is nobility itself. It can't be changed, damaged, it can't be marred by anything you've done or anything anybody has ever done to you. The soul is your true self and your divine nature. Soul awareness and the science of the soul will actually take us into the next stage of human progression. And that next stage of human progression is a greater sense of freedom. It is a transcendence of limiting beliefs that do not serve this human spirit and don't serve any of the kingdoms of nature on earth. So it's been 163 years now since, well, it's been 177 years since Neptune was discovered, but it's been 163 years since Neptune moved into Aries. Aries is a very fiery sign, and Neptune is going to, I mean, this is just happening March 31st, 2025, which is why I'm talking about it right now. Once again, we're going to be challenged to transcend our limiting beliefs. You probably feel it as a soul urging down deep. It's going to be a global influence. It's going to encourage us to go into the inner planes for answers, where actually all the answers are. They're inside, they're written on our heart, all the wisdom for life, and they're also in the higher perspective. We're going to be encouraged to go to the heart, which is the throne for the higher self. Here at Camp Chesterfield, we teach transcendence in all of our classes. It's about transcending the belief that the 3D world is all there is, and moving into the higher planes of life, where the answers are, where we tap into the beautiful self-esteem that is held in our noble essence. Every class we teach is about the path to transcendence. And every class we teach is really about our main work in life, which is about connection. It's not only connecting to the inner planes where we have answers, but it's connecting with other people in service. It's connecting with other kingdoms of nature. It is connecting above us to the bigger picture of nature, which is the cosmos, which is really the study of astrology, is to help you transcend and realize that the beautiful orchestration of the cosmos is actually orchestrated by the beautiful energies of what we call supreme or omnipotent goodness, which is God. And it's really a connect. Transcendence is also a connection to the past, and even our future selves. As Jay spoke in the meditation, it's a connection to our higher self. And it is a path to empowerment, a path out of fear, path out of limiting beliefs, and into the soaring realities of the limitlessness of the inner planes and the higher perspective. Spiritualism provides the wonder and the awe that's elevating and exhilarating. It also provides, encourages to move through the challenges for our growth by using the tools that we have inherently anchored in us as the tools of the higher self. As we bring forward our higher self, we tap into our soul powers. We bring them forward, and they provide us with renewal and regeneration and every good thing. In the Bible, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "As it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." The very heart of existence is the very heart of God, and it's more beautiful than we can imagine. And as we grow to explore and dive deep into our own heart, we discover in greater measure the truth of the heart of existence. And this is transcendence, actually. In numerology, we teach numerology classes 1, 2, and 3. 3 is advanced numerology, but the number 7, and you might recognize the number 7 as being a spiritual number. It's the number of wisdom, and it's the number of going deep inside to the inner planes to find the wisdom. It's a number of introspection and reflection. And then the number 8, which comes after the 7, is the number of transcendence. It's the number of experiencing mysticism. It is the number of working with the higher self. The Buddha, there are actually many stories. I did not grow up Buddhist, but exploring the Buddhist teachings are absolutely fascinating. There are stories of the Buddha and his enlightenment, which contain stories of miraculous feats, including healing, teleportation, manipulation of elements, which we might call apports, and generally, really spiritualist phenomena, which is really what miracles written throughout the ages are. All of them are beauty of the inner planes expressed into the outer world. The gifts of divine powers that Buddha demonstrated were said to be from his meditations, from his going into the inner planes, into his soul essence, into the mindfulness of what is going on the inner planes of the heart. The Buddha's miracles are celebrated every year as the 15 days of miracles at the Lunar New Year. So I'm saying all this because we're really getting ready to receive a new dispensation for humanity. And this new dispensation and teaching will be a move into our transcendence, into greater unity and an understanding of greater oneness, and a unity with what we don't already know as the deep inherent beauties of life. All we have to have is the desire to move into the higher self, because that intent is what pulls it in for us. It is just the desire and the intent. You make that intent and it's going to happen. It's a desire to move into your higher self and into your noble essence, which is the power within each one of us. In fact, your doctor teacher or your doctor of philosophy helps us all develop a philosophy of life and teaches us that our noble essence is a real important key to living life here on earth effectively. Like I said, the noble essence is built from the essence of our inherent nature, our God nature, our soul, which is considered our true selves. And all of our guides are agents of our soul. Spiritualism is the joy-filled religion, and it is also the religion that, if you study the history of it, it is the history of moving to our higher self for intellectual discussions, for healing, for recognizing that there is no separation between us and spirit, that the door between the worlds is always open. Our soul powers are really all of the clairs that we talk about, the clairvoyance, the clairaudience, every one of them, the clairsentience. The great spirit of life is omnipresent, everywhere present, omniscient, all-knowing, and is all-powerful, which is what the word omnipotent means. As we build the bridge between the lower mind and the higher mind, we come closer to the great spirit of life, and then we become more present, more knowing, and more powerful. And this is the gift of our soul, of our higher self, and of our noble essence. So like I said, Neptune next year, not too far away, March 31st, 2025, Neptune is once again going to move into Aries. Once we're going to be challenged to transcend our limiting beliefs. We're going to be encouraged to go into the inner planes for answers and go into the throne of the higher self, which is the heart. As Neptune goes into Aries, there will be a shift that encourages us to go to the soul for answers. Last time, 163 years ago, when Neptune went into Aries, we had the Civil War. It was a clash of movement into the higher planes of life. And once again, I don't believe it's going to be that dramatic, but there will be definitely an encouragement to go into our heart to find the answers, which is going to offer us the vision of our higher self. Spiritualism and Camp Chesterfield will be a place for people to come to for answers. For real answers to solve humanity's problems. Because essentially, what we do is teach people about soul powers, how to come to a greater sense of freedom from limitation, from our lower personality baggage, and to transcend and be more present, knowing, and powerful. So, this is the vision that has always been at the core of spiritualists' belief, and now we're going to be moving up a notch. Actually, in our bylaws, it says that we are here to discover and explore the true relationship between God and the human being, and this is part of omnipotent progression. The human being, individually and collectively, is always progressing into a higher state of mind, even though we might not think at all of it. All the time, but it is. Progression is part of the law of life. So I pray for transcendence for all of us. I pray for the wonder and the awe that takes us to the next version of our potential as human beings, individually and collectively. This is the power of the living God, the great spirit of life that continually renews and regenerates. The world is transformed one person at a time. And when we bring our true essence forward, we provide transformation. So I say many blessings on your personal journey. We're all in this together. We uplift each other, and we provide that safe space for us to explore the workings of the soul within. God bless everyone. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Reverend Sharon. That was excellent.